Everyone, welcome to episode 158 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Of course, if you're listening to this show as it drops on Monday, it is Cyber Monday. So do some shopping. Maybe check out collarandelbowbrand.com. Use the promo code My123Cents and you will save. But this podcast is not about plugging Cyber Monday deals or Black Friday shopping sales or anything like that. We're actually talking about Giving Tuesday in this episode. And Giving Tuesday, of course, is tomorrow. It's typically the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, after you've gone out and spent money and spent time with family. Then it's time to give back and find a charity or find a group to donate your time or your money to. And that's what I am doing this holiday season, along with my buddy Tom Harness, who has been on the podcast a couple of times before. He is a craft beerican of a friend of mine that we did the craft beer and wrestling episode a couple of weeks ago. And then he actually attended a Cape Championship wrestling show with me and some Stride Pro wrestling events as well. And he has kind of weighed in and let us know some thoughts as a fan who grew up in the 80s and then kind of checking out the independent scene. So Tom and I are actually teaming up this year. He has done the Ugly Christmas Suit fundraiser for the last few years, and this year he has asked me to join the cause, and we are trying to raise $7,500. It is a lofty goal. It is a big goal, but trying to raise $7,500 for a group called Children's Home and Aid. And basically what they do is raise money. Well, they don't really raise money. What they do is they work with families who have adopted a child in Southern Illinois, but all across the state of Illinois. But there is a branch here in Southern Illinois that covers the 22 southernmost counties and about 150 families. And those families get counseling and other services that they need once they have gone through the adoption process. They also provide Christmas and coats and different things for families that may be in need as well throughout this process. So again, you can go to uglychristmassuitguy.com, make a donation. Tom and I are going to talk more about it here in this podcast. I just kind of wanted to lay the groundwork so you kind of understand what is going on. Tom is also big into digital marketing and social media and branding. And so independent guys who are listening to this right now, maybe listen to what he is saying as far as branding and marketing yourself as a performer and using social media as a tool. It could definitely serve you well to take your brand, your item, your product, whatever it is that you're trying to get out there to the next level. So stay tuned for that in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Cape Championship Wrestling, I mentioned them a minute ago that Tom and I attended. I did not make it to their November Knockout 2 event in Delta, Missouri over the weekend, but I am reading on Facebook that one of their performers, Nikki Lane, has been injured. And apparently, according to some of the wrestlers who were there, Nikki has a fractured orbital bone and is going to need surgery. I don't know any of the other circumstances at this point. I know that Austin Lane, Nikki's husband, had posted on social media that they had been in the ER for quite some time last night into the early morning hours of Sunday. So my thoughts are certainly with them as Nikki goes through this, because I can't imagine this is going to be something easy to recover from. Orbital bone surgery is nothing to take lightly. So my thoughts are with the Lane family as they deal with this setback with Nikki's career. And also, I don't have any of the other results or anything coming out of Cape Championship Wrestling, but I encourage you to follow them at capewrestling.com, as well as the IWA production show. I do know my friends Heath Hatton, Tony Flood. They were in the main event of that event over the weekend, so be sure to check out IWA Productions on Facebook, and you can kind of follow along. And when they do more events, I am hoping to plug them more often here on My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, and of course over on the blog at my123cents.com. Starrcade was held over the weekend as well. Dustin Rhodes, not Gold Dust, made an appearance and wrestled Dash Wilder and pinned him or defeated him, and then cut a promo afterward thanking the crowd for the support and talked about how special it was to wrestle as Dustin Rhodes. So I've always, you know, liked the Gold Dust gimmick and whatnot, but I think with the circumstances and Starrcade kind of being a Dusty Rhodes creation, it was appropriate for Dustin to wrestle as the Natural. Arn Anderson also made an appearance, giving Dolph Ziggler a spine buster, and it looked great. I saw it on Instagram. They posted it on the WWE Instagram page. Jinder Mahal losing to AJ Styles inside a steel cage, and Natalya also losing to Charlotte inside a steel cage, and Ric Flair, of course, making an appearance there as well. The Hardy Boys, the Rock and Roll Express, and the New Day all apparently danced. So I'm really hoping that they release this onto the network. I don't know that they're going to, but I would like to see some more of this. I like the fact that they brought Starrcade back. Of course, it's not what it was 30, 35 years ago when it first kind of evolved and started becoming a thing. Of course, the first one being in 1983. But be sure to check out WWE. You can find out more about Starrcade and the other events coming along with WWE. And final note for this before we get to my chat with Tom Harness is Stride Pro Wrestling. Two big shows coming up in December. December 9th, Buried Alive. Chris Hargis will take on Red Daniels in a Buried Alive match. Red will be my guest next week here on the podcast. This is going to be a big, huge event. So I can't encourage you enough to get your tickets. Come on out, support local indie wrestling. This is happening at the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion, Illinois. Again, it is Buried Alive, Saturday, December 9th. Also on that card, for sure, we do know that it's Beard versus Mask as Jose Magnifico takes on Brian Richards from the DR Party. And just signed over the weekend, I saw, it's going to be former tag team partners, former tag team champions, Scott Phoenix taking on the old school warrior Axe Allward. That's going to be a hell of a match too. These two, Axe kind of taking Scott under his wing earlier this year and building him up and winning the tag team gold together. So it's all going to come to a head. Then I mentioned two shows. The next show is a week later on December 16th. It is happening at Woodlawn Elementary School. It is a fundraiser event for Woodlawn. I don't have that card just yet, but I will have more on the December 9th card as well as the December 16th card ready for you guys on next week's podcast. So that is what you need to know as far as local indie news goes. Be sure to check out Stride Pro Wrestling as well on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow along, and we'll have updates going on leading up to the big Buried Alive match on December 9th. Now, without any further ado, here is Tom Harness.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1, 2, 3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Hey everyone, as promised, my buddy Tom Harness is here, and he is from Harness Digital Marketing, of course, here in Southern Illinois. And Tom, before we get into the whole ugly Christmas suit campaign, what is Harness Digital Marketing? What is digital marketing? What do you do as a digital marketer?
So we basically work with businesses and organizations to basically brand themselves on social media online. So we, instead of them paying someone else to do their marketing through like TV, radio, newspaper, through their platforms, we help them build their own brand and their own platform through social media, email marketing, and optimizing their website for WordPress SEO.
Now, I know you are doing that here a lot in Southern Illinois. You are also reaching out and getting clients from other parts of the country. So why is it important, would you say, for a business, a small business, a big business, because you'd have all kinds of clients? What is the benefit? What is the importance of hiring someone such as Harness Digital Marketing for marketing needs?
Well, mostly it's just for getting that concentration of knowledge of knowing that this is the field that we excel in. This is what we do. You know, not necessarily everybody can go out and do their own, you know, start their own TV, their radio or newspaper,
sure,
and then start, you know, marketing themselves that way. So mostly just a concentration of knowledge of how we deal with it day in and day out, how to utilize Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest for the business to get out there and hopefully get a return on investment for the business as well. Not only the branding side, letting people know what they do, but also how they, what services and products they sell.
And I bring up your background and your professional background specifically because this is a wrestling podcast. We are going to talk a little bit about wrestling, but we are also talking about branding and marketing and this ugly Christmas suit campaign. I'm guessing in this day and age in 2017 and beyond, and even before now, but if you're not getting yourself out there and you want to kind of take yourself to that next level, whether you are an independent professional wrestler, if you are trying to build your own business or build your own brand, why is it so important to get that brand out there and kind of become known as or for something?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, sometimes when you put yourself out there, you're under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
You're also, I mean, you can relate to that with your background in TV. But it's to get yourself out there, it's a double-edged sword because of that. But it's also, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's an addiction, but people expect you to do certain things,
yeah,
right? So
yeah,
once you start putting content out there, or let's just put it in perspective of wrestling, because wrestling, before all this hype of social media and digital, oh my gosh, these guys branded themselves, and it kind of ties in with what we're talking about today. A lot of it had to do with their uniform,
mm-hmm,
with what they look like.
Yeah.
I mean, they had catchphrases, but it's how they came out. It was the music. It was all that, but it was really about how they looked. You know, whether it was a Junkyard Dog, whether it was as simple as Jake the Snake coming out with this, you know,
yeah,
with this, with that, Mr. T with his look, with his hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all those things helped brand them to who they are. And once you do that, the expectation is to continue to go. You can't just brand yourself and stop.
Right.
I mean, and it is kind of like I said, it's a double-edged sword because then people want more, they expect more, and it can be pretty demanding at times.
And it's interesting that you bring those particular names up. I know we've talked before. You've been on the show a couple of times, and we talked. You know, you were a fan back in the 80s when we were growing up, and the names that you just mentioned, another name that I'll throw out there that kind of reminds me of you and kind of ties us into the ugly Christmas suits is the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. He was known for, and that was his branding, I guess, was wearing those kind of out of this world suits. Some of them were airbrushed. Some of them were just, you know, had the hearts on them, or depending on who he was managing, he always had a different suit. And you're kind of like that too with Shinesty and Oppo suits. You have 15 of them now, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so tell me, kind of let's start from the beginning with the suit thing, because was the 2014 campaign, was that the first Christmas, or was that the first suit that you bought from Oppo Suits, or did you have suits before you started doing the Christmas campaign?
No, man, and I love telling this story because I think a lot of people can relate to it. I'm literally, I mean, you know, we both of us kind of don't sleep that much. Our patterns are very kind of off. I'm literally in my bed at 2 o'clock in the morning under my covers with my phone, because that way I don't bother my wife with the with the light and everything. And it was probably October, November. It might have been November. And I'm scrolling through, and all of a sudden, you know, I see this suit. And it got me thinking. And, you know, Christmas time can be very stressful. You know, the focus is on, you know, having a party and having what's the best gift, and you know, what does my daughter want? Well, I mean, it just, you get so wrapped up into it that it almost kind of takes away from what Christmas used to feel like when you were a kid, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So, and it has become very commercial. So I'm scrolling through, and I don't know if it was epiphany, if it was divine intervention. I don't know what it was, because it sure wasn't my idea right off the bat. I just popped in my head, I'm going to buy this suit. I'm going to go around and spread some Christmas cheer.
Okay.
And I was like, and this was totally not like me, because prior to that, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I really wasn't out there. I mean, I wasn't out there like I am today. And I ordered it. My wife thought I was probably crazy and lost my rocker. And I started wearing it, and I just kind of went out there, and people started wanting to get pictures with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it kind of evolved. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we could turn this into a fundraiser. And I ended up raising about $800 that very first year, not knowing what I was doing. And 400 of it went to Gumdrops right here in Carterville.
Yes.
And then the other 400 was used to purchase bikes for a Christmas bike giveaway that the Pavilion had had every year. So it just started with that, and it's evolved.
So the original intent when you first got it was not to necessarily do a fundraiser with it, but obviously there was a need there, and you are by nature, I think, a compassionate and caring person, and it is in your nature to give to others, especially those who are in need. So it kind of evolved from there. The first year, $800, you know, and then last year when you got to the promise, you gave over $5,000.
Yeah, and then the second year that we did it, we did about $3,500 for Team RWB, which is a veterans organization locally here. And that was kind of the deal too, is that whatever we were going to do, it needed to be encompass Southern Illinois, mm-hmm. And to give back. And the other focus was it had to be an organization that was not very well known, was established, but didn't have someone marketing them, mm-hmm. didn't know about, you know, press releases and releasing that to the news to try to get coverage. So I wanted to literally try to find ones that really needed help. And when we were done, I left them in a good spot where they had kind of some understanding of how marketing works and that they could build off of that.
So this is almost, not only are you giving these organizations a monetary donation and a monetary boost, especially during the holiday season when a lot of them need it. And, you know, here in Illinois, budgets are tight with the state and whatnot. And you know, quite frankly, this area of the state, if you – and I do have – I do know that there are listeners who are not necessarily from Illinois. Southern Illinois in particular, you think of Illinois, you always hear of Chicago.
Yeah.
We are far, far from Chicago, about 5 hours south of Chicago. And this area, quite frankly, is not anywhere near that in terms of financial abilities and whatnot. So this area – in some cases, unemployment is higher around Southern Illinois. So folks here do need this. So how exactly does it work? Because you're going out, you're getting your picture taken, but I think sometimes people forget or don't understand then how does that translate into a fundraiser?
Yeah, that's been the hardest one is that, you know, I've always been the one that tries to think outside the box and does something different. So basically, if you have a business or you have another organization and you want us to plug you, so basically I'll go around and I'll take pictures, video, whatever it is, try to do something creative with it. I'll go back on social media, I'll post it, upload it, and tag them to try to help get them exposure. So basically, it's kind of like this big chain of everybody's trying to promote everybody, mm-hmm. but the main goal is to let people know that, like this year, our benefit is Children's Home Plus Aid, what the benefit is for and what it is. So they basically do any donation. We take photos and we post them online. We tag them and we just basically have a good time. And they're trying to be funny.
And that's the other thing too is it's creative in the pictures. It's not just you standing there posing with someone in the suit. You're sometimes doing funny or, you know, depending on what the business is. For example, I believe one year you were at SIU on the football field, or might have been one of the high school football fields, and you were on there with one of the coaches or something, kind of going nose to nose. So you're kind of tailoring the pose as well, and you also mentioned the social media aspect of it, because here we're going back to why we started with the social media digital marketing question. Your exposure for those businesses or those groups who are making that donation, not only are you helping the original group this year, Children's Home and Aid, but also now you're helping whatever business is making that donation, because your reach on social media is quite extensive between your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds. You know, you have thousands, probably tens of thousands of potential viewers there.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. And it's also educating. I mean, you know me well enough that I have my plan is much bigger than just what it is. You know, the other part is to educate people on what social media can do for their businesses and organizations. But first and foremost, it's not about Harness Digital Marketing. It's about that organization and about raising the money first.
And that's, yeah, you are putting your personal brand and using your connections and your abilities to do that and get the word out. And this year, as we mentioned, Children's Home and Aid, based in, well, locally, there's an office here in Herrin, Illinois. They cover 22 southernmost counties of Illinois, about 150 or so families through adoption. You know, once a child is adopted, and a lot of times I think people think, you know, a parent or a mom and dad need a baby. They go to the adoption agency, they get a baby, they go home, and they live happily ever after. And that is not the case. Sometimes these kids are foster children, teenagers, older kids, And the transition is not always easy, and counseling may be needed. Other necessities and things may be needed along the way, and that's where Children's Home and Aid comes in to kind of help those families. And as we mentioned, about 150 here in our area, and especially around Christmas, they try to make things a little happier and a little brighter. So tell me why you chose Children's Home and Aid for this year's benefactor.
Well, Amber.
Or beneficiary.
Amber Bakey. I always mess up her name. Amber. Came to one of our Carterville Rotary meetings, and I don't know, just kind of spoke to me a little bit about it, and it just hit me hard in my heart. And I knew they weren't getting a lot of publicity or any type of marketing. And she'd asked, you know, hey, if there's ever a chance, can you consider us? And you know, when the year came back around, I decided that you know what, I think this is the year, mm-hmm. and I want to do this, and mostly because of adopted families. I want to always try to use something a little bit different each year. I don't want to stick with, you know, all veteran, all, you know, homeless shelter. I want to try to be as broad as I can be with this and spread the Christmas cheer throughout different organizations. So I think the first and foremost, it was just that she asked, and I reviewed and researched and realized that they really didn't have a lot of opportunities to get out there. So that helped definitely make them attractive. It's not like they're a Salvation Army or some of the other bigger name sure. organizations that already have marketing.
That's probably pretty telling, too, that she came to you, because that means she's been paying attention through the years and knows about this campaign. Did you ever think, you know, I guess this is year four for you, did you think that it would kind of evolve and grow into – because every year, as we've mentioned, you know, 800, 3,500 – I think it was about 5,500 last year. This year, the goal has been set at 7,500.
Thanks to you.
You have really kind of evolved this and grown this. Did you – I know that wasn't the original intent, but once you got into it, did you think, hey, I can do this and make this happen?
Well, I mean, other than this year, I after going through last year by myself and realizing the time and the commitment, because I basically – I wear the suit 24/7, Monday through Friday. I go all over. I wanted to make sure that it was realistic. So that's why I realized, you know what, I think 5,000 is a good goal. This year, thanks to you for joining me, we decided to do 7,500, and we made some changes. We got a sponsor. We've got Volkswagen of Marion is our sleigh rider.
Yes.
So they are our sponsor this year. We're only going to have one because I don't want to overdo it, and we're going to help plug them as well, and we're going to be able to use that to go on. Vehicle to kind of spread some Christmas cheer this year as well. But I didn't, you know, you want it to get better and better each year, and you want to come up with something. The one thing I realized when I talk to people, they will donate, and sometimes they don't want necessarily anything back. They don't want a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. They don't want a poster. They don't want those things. They'll take it. But I thought, you know, what's more lasting than just getting a photo, putting online, tagging them, and then guess what? Every year, when if it's on Facebook, that timeline, that time hop comes up, they're going to be remembered about that charity each year and how they've contributed to that organization. And hopefully it'll plant that seed about, you know, refreshing their memory of what who they helped that season.
It is a great and I never really thought about that perspective of it, of the time hop or of Facebook memories popping up and serving as a reminder to help these groups year after year, because the need is always, especially this time of year, is always great. Since you brought it up, yes, I am joining Tom this year in the campaign. I am honored that you asked me to participate. I wanted to help you last year, but I wasn't sure how to go about doing that. And now this year, it kind of has progressed. And the suit thing, as you mentioned, because I bought my first one late last year, the Stormtrooper Star Wars suit from Shinesty and Oppo Suits. And it's an instant icebreaker. I mean, because we've both mentioned we're both kind of introverted to an extent. And when you are in a suit like that, you know, there's no hiding, you know, you are sticking out like a sore thumb. So if you don't want people to come up and talk to you, obviously that is not the suit for you. And we wore them to the MDMC digital marketing conference in St. Louis earlier this year. And it really helped me kind of break out of my shell a little bit more. And that goes back to the whole branding thing. And now people are tagging me in the suits that are now popping up at Walmart.
Welcome to my world.
So they're becoming a bit more popular, and you've joked about switching to onesies maybe next year for the Christmas onesies. But anyway, I'm kind of going all over the place here, but the obvious, or the point I'm trying to make here is that it is a kind of a unique thing in our area, and you're giving somebody that opportunity to help someone else, but also help themselves by getting that exposure. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Social media, part of it, there is kind of a, I don't want to completely say a narcissistic behavior behind it, but a lot of times people like to see themselves photographed and put online, and they like to see how many people see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me, the brand that I'm creating, the influence that I'm trying to do is to basically end up doing something good with it. Yes, I have a business. Yes, I want to grow my business. But what I do with my with the following that I get, with the influence that I have, that is key to me. And my goal has always been to try to help the organizations, to help things that are bigger than me, because I think that's part of the paying it forward in a digital age,
mm-hmm.
is that now, you know, build that brand and then online and then do something good with it.
Do you know anyone else who wears the Oppo suits? Have you ever come across
just it? Online?
Because you see them online. Yeah, you see like the Shinesty on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook, and you see and a lot of those. You know, I'm assuming they're models or their employees that are wearing them. Chad, my 1-2-3 cents buddy, who lives out in parts unknown, bought one and wore it to the Hall of Fame ceremony in Dallas a couple of years ago, and I was just in a regular suit because I did not have an Oppo suit, and he didn't tell me he was buying this. So, and he said, I bought a Tom Harness suit when we got to Dallas. So that influence crossed again to the wrestling side of things. And when we were waiting to go into the ceremony, obviously a lot of people stopped and wanted to take pictures, but also WWE Network actually stopped and interviewed him about a documentary they were working on. I don't think it ever made air, but the funny thing is I think those suits, they speak volumes, as we mentioned before, of raising that awareness and raising that attention. So it's important, I think, and I applaud you for coming up with this idea so many years ago, because I don't know of anyone else that has kind of taken the social media aspect of things as well as the branding and melded them together to create a fundraiser out of it.
I don't know too many either, but that doesn't mean they're not out there.
Sure.
You know, it's, again, it goes back to what are you going to do with the influence that you create? And, you know, you want to spread Christmas cheer. You want to have fun. I think this time of year, everybody needs to smile and laugh. Mm-hmm. And I get looks, and you're going to get them too. And you're like, man, I would never wear that in a million years. You're going to get all these looks. You know, the other thing I want to point out about this fundraiser is because it's digital, you don't have to necessarily be in Southern Illinois for us. What I did, I had family, I had friends from Florida, everybody donated. So what I did for them that wanted to donate and still be a part of it, I just basically went through there, tried to find some photos on their Facebook, and I superimposed one of my clear background images of the Christmas suit. So mm-hmm. I tried to make fun. And I basically created an image, and then I sent it to them, and I put it on our timeline too.
Very so, nice.
You know, you don't have to necessarily be here in Southern Illinois to donate and contribute to it. Yeah, it's probably much more fun to have us in person. But you know, if you want to, anybody that makes a donation, we make sure that they get a photo and that we get with them.
Yeah, and Jen Fortune of Jen Fortune Photography took some pictures of us, so we do have those available that we can kind of Photoshop or work some digital magic with, because I do know that there are quite a few listeners who aren't here in Southern Illinois per se. So if you want to participate in this, and we encourage you to, even, you know, if it's just a few bucks, it goes a long way. And again, we're trying to raise $7,500 this year, so it is a lofty goal. We invite you to head on online, obviously, because this is a digital fundraiser. Tom, it's a ugly Christmas suit
guy.com. Yeah, that was, I bought that domain prior to you, so
no, and I didn't want to leave off the guy part.
Maybe I need to go back and see if we can get both, so that way I can reroute both of them there. But yeah, it's www.uglychristmassuitguy.com.
And so also, and that's where you go online, and it's quite easy to go through, and you can even though we are doing this together.
I'm going to kick your butt.
There is a friendly competition going along with this as well. So you can pick who you want to donate for, but obviously it's all going into the same pot.
That's true. And, but I'm still going to kick your butt.
You probably are.
Oh, well, that's no fun, man.
No, I'm going to fight. I am going to fight. But I encourage anyone to go online and make a donation. And you can also, you know, check us out individually on Instagram and Twitter. Tom is easy. You're at iTomHarness on both. Is that right?
That is correct. At iTomHarness. I is in the letter I, like an iPhone or an iPod.
And how did – because you're the only person I know that does that. How did you come up with that? You obviously jumped on board early, I'm guessing. Well, you were that before I even actually knew you.
Yeah, well, everybody kind of knows me for being an Apple fanboy, so that's why. And I would get all the iPhone questions, and I still do. But it's pretty much – that's why I kind of embraced the – iTom is what I was called. I think actually my wife is the one that coined that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my wife branded me iTom.
There you go. It has worked because I think a lot of people, you know, kind of expect that. And then when you respond to things, because you're not an emoji guy.
No. Nope.
You do I sad or I happy or I funny or whatever. So you really, truly have done this whole branding thing right. And if you want to learn more about the branding and marketing side of things, obviously Harness Digital Marketing, it is harnessdigitalmarketing.com. They're also all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what kinds of closing things do you want to say here as people may be considering, whether you're a wrestling fan, and speaking of wrestling, and I mentioned it in the intro, about Stride Pro Wrestling, of course, obviously December 9th and 16th, two opportunities. And I'll actually be in the suit at both of those events. So if you are at those shows and want to make a donation and take a photo, we can certainly make that happen as well. But what kind of advice do you have to folks who, because obviously this time of year, there's a lot of donations being asked for. There's a lot of charities. You mentioned the Salvation Army earlier. So there's the need everywhere. But you know, this is really money that is going to stay right here in Southern Illinois, and it's going to help the 150 or so families that are impacted by Children's Home and AID.
You know, you're right. There are so many great causes and great organizations throughout Southern Illinois. You know, stick with the ones that you're compassionate about, that you're always very adamant about supporting. But I also would urge you to think about making a donation to some that are, you know, you're not as well known. You know, try to get out there and try to research. And that, again, that's why we do the Ugly Christmas Suit fundraisers, to make awareness of other organizations. Whatever you're passionate with, if you've had someone in your family with cancer, you know, if it's, you know, diabetes, leukemia, anything like that, adoption, foster, you know, something that you're passionate about, because you should leave after that donation knowing that you're really making a difference. It shouldn't be an annoyance or, you know, I do a lot of these in Southern Illinois, we have these four-way bucket brigade challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny because a lot of times people will, you know, not make eye contact because they've already been through, or they raise their little candy bar saying, hey, I already got it. You know, don't be ashamed. Be proud of what you're donating, because you really are making a difference in someone's Christmas or a difference in their life. And I do encourage you to donate locally, to make sure that you can literally see the impact. But that doesn't mean don't contribute nationally either. Yeah. A lot of research institutes need that money to find causes for especially cancer. You know, we need to find a cure for that, like yesterday.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you on all of those things that you just mentioned. So again, it's Harness Digital Marketing. Look them up on social media. I will have the link, of course, on the jitterymonkey.com page. We'll also have links on my123cents.com and kevinhunsblogger.com as we try to raise $7,500. We are going to raise $7,500.
That's right, we are.
For Children's Home and AID. Again, a great group right here in Southern Illinois. And Metro East folks, if you're listening in the St. Louis area, there are offices in that area as well as a bit further north in the Springfield area. And I know that there are listeners in Springfield too, or I'm sorry, Springfield and Chicago and beyond. So please consider giving this time of year. And, you know, we're going to make sure that that money is well spent. And who doesn't want an opportunity to have a picture with the two Ugly Christmas Suit guys, right?
Yeah, well, as long as we add the Christmas suit in there, because we don't want it to be two ugly guys.
Yes, absolutely. Two ugly Christmas suit guys. So anything else, Tom, you want to add before we wrap things up?
No, I just appreciate you joining this year and being a part of it, because it makes it that much more fun to have my friend involved. So
absolutely. I am honored again to be a part of this. Folks, be sure, again, check it out. And the official campaign kicks off on Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow if you're listening on Monday when the show drops. So again, as Tom mentioned, find some group, some charity, someone to help, and you don't have to give money. You know, volunteer your time, take a meal to someone in need, just even pay it forward and help somebody in your own neighborhood, cut the neighbor's grass or shovel the driveway when it snows this winter, and just pay it forward and be a better person all around as a result of that. Everyone, thanks again for listening to My 123 Cents, the podcast. We'll be back again next week. Red Daniels, Buried Alive, is the guest.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.